Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, the Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and Thankful Thursday. We pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a mighty word from the Lord. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless us. Amen. You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Amen. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is worth
to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus,
said I'm on my way, and I won't said I'm on my way out. Ooh, said I'm on my way out. I gotta keep on pressing, y'all. Well, I'm moving upward and out. Yes, I'm moving upward and I won't. I tell you, I'm
up yonder. Praise be to God. Jesus, when I'm tempted to give up, please send people to give me confidence and courage to continue my walk with you. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
would they be gray? And I wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? To simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be uptight or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. What will Jesus do? Listen. 'Cause you're the only Jesus some would ever see. And you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. You want to know what he looks like. He looks like you.
All to the glory of God. His blessing. Nothing is possible without God. Far as the eye can see, He owns the cattle on the thousand hills. His love.
My calm in every rush. Father, thank you for giving me your peace as I continue to trust in you. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a word from the Lord. Amen. so you don't want to miss it. At this time, it's time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Give to Receive. And the text for the scripture for this message is coming from John chapter 3, verse 27, from the New Living Translation. And it says, no one can receive anything unless God gives it from heaven. Amen? Remember that. No one receives anything unless God gives it from heaven. Praise be to God. Many people miss out on the blessings of God's abundance because they do not attribute their blessings to Him and withhold areas of their lives from Him. They refuse to give Him anything that would constitute a true sacrifice. Amen? Their financial resources, possessions, time, or talent. Some do this out of ignorance, others out of rebellion, others out of a lack of trust that the Lord will meet their needs. However, if you truly want to be blessed, you must be generous towards God. As in all other areas, the degree to which you open yourself to the Lord and giving in His degree to which you open yourself to Him for receiving. As we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, where it says, he who sows sparingly will also weep sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also weep bountifully. Why does God ask us to be sacrificial and generous to His work? I believe that it is because our resources are a reflection of ourselves. Our giving reveals the degree to which we trust God to supply what we need. Amen? But always remember that the more you give yourself to Him, the more you will be able to embrace all He has for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise be to God. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Give to receive. Jesus, I want to obey you. Help me to be generous toward you with my time, talents, and treasures. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread, and not daily bread, devotional message and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
All the praise belongs to you. Thank you.
Thank you, God, for all you faithfully provide, including my daily bread and my very salvation. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Our God is awesome. Awesome, awesome. Praise be to God.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. This, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world,
giver of salvation,
by his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify, you know he's awesome, say it. Come on and lift your voice and say,
Awesome.
Come on, somebody
Father, please show me how I can use my resources and abilities to benefit the body of Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a mighty word from God. Amen. So you don't want to miss her. You can dial in at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Your feet, cast your cares on him, he'll supply friends and family, they can walk away. But when you call on God, He'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and He will see you through. You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, He will stand.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. I'm just a done fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Jesus,
that's what we call you, yeah.
Amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now at this time, while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, I will play a short selection while we are waiting. Well, it's 7 minutes. It's not short. But anyway, it's Every Praise by Hezekiah Walker. Amen. Praise God while we're waiting for our speaker for this evening. To God be the glory.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Let's
take it up one more time. Every praise.
praise is to our God. Because I don't want to miss any of this message tonight, I just had to close that song out to another time. So right now, we are going to have our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless us this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss it. Call in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening? And we are going to give her a hand clap praise. I'm getting so excited. Thank you, Lord. It's in your hands, Pastor Kathy.
Amen. Bless the Lord. How are you?
Oh, my soul. I am doing so much better. Praise be
Thank
to God.
God. Thank you, God. How awesome is that? Oh,
Very
my
awesome.
Goodness. You know what? God must have told you to get excited. I mean, get excited. Get excited.
Absolutely.
This word is good. My goodness, glory to God.
God. Hallelujah.
I said, God, you think you're anxious? I'm sitting here going, God, I want to make sure I do everything you tell me to do, but this word is so good. It is so good. And I tell you, tonight, we just thank God. He's been doing so much. So much. Watch this now. He's been doing so much for all of us.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Even the ones that don't feel like God's been doing anything, he's still been doing something. Come on now, my
yes,
goodness.
He has.
He woke you up this morning.
Come on.
He
now.
Did something.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes,
woo!
He did.
You were
Hallelujah.
Told in your right mind.
Thank
he
you,
did
Jesus.
Something. Mm. Come on now. God is always doing something.
Something.
Always.
Ooh.
We've
thank
got
you,
to get into
thank
that
you.
Place. But we start saying, thank you, God.
Thank you.
God, you didn't open that door for that job. Thank you, God.
Thank
Might
you.
Not have been the right one. God, you didn't let me get married to her. Thank you, God. She might not have been the one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God. Come on now, no matter what he does, we ought to say thank you.
Yes,
you know
we
why? Because he says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and
yes.
lean not to your own understanding. You don't understand what God is doing, but he's doing something.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. That's all we got to say is thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Guess what? Just so you know, in case you don't know, for all of you out there that think that God doesn't value a thank you, guess what? When the 10 lepers came and he sent them away, and as they were going, they got healed. And only one of them turned around and came back
yes.
and said, thank you. He said,
God,
wait a minute. Wasn't there 10 of you?
Mm-hmm.
And only one of you saw come back and say thank you. My goodness, glory to God. You know who that was for? That was for us. Because
yes.
we need to understand the value of saying thank you to God. Come on.
Amen.
Now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's
thank
glorifying
you,
God all by mm-hmm. itself just to say thank you.
Hallelujah.
My goodness.
Thank you,
ooh, God.
God thank you.
I love you today. No matter what he does, you should have, my goodness, glory to God. You should have a praise on your lips to say
yes.
thank you. You know what?
Yes.
What
amen.
About the,
amen.
I
glory.
Will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Because you didn't even have to allow me to be here to come through these gates.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
That's
God.
Right.
Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight. Thank you for allowing us to see another day. Thank you, O God, for keeping us from danger seen and unforeseen, O God. Thank you, O God, for putting food on our plate, having a roof over our head, divine healing within our bodies, O God. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do, O God. We bless your holy name just for being who you are and all of your glory. Thank you,
Lord.
God.
Thank
we love
you.
We honor you, O God. We adore you, O God. Father God, when we have a bad day, it's really a good day.
Glory,
because we had a day.
Glory,
God. Thank you for enlightening us, O God.
Yes.
Thank you for new perspective on life. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
God. Thank you, God. Father God, the words that proceeded out of our mouth, if we realize that there's power in those words, then we would speak those things that are prosperous for our
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. How you doing? Hey, I'm blessed and highly favored. Even if you ain't blessed and highly favored, you still
Jesus.
Blessed
Hallelujah.
And highly favored.
Amen.
Because
guess
what? You don't make me preach too soon. Listen, even if you think you don't have nothing, there's always someone that has less.
Come on now. Preach, Pastor.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That person is looking at you going, you act like you ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing. You got everything. And you're going, I ain't got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they saying, yeah, well, try sleeping in a box at night. Try not having anything to eat and having to eat out of the garden. Try sleeping inside your vehicle. Then tell me you have nothing.
Come on now.
Having to wear the same clothes every single day. Then tell me you have nothing.
All right.
So every time you think you have nothing, God is going to whisper in your spirit,
come on,
more than you think you have.
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah.
And you know what? This is what I love about God. He don't even have to compare you to anybody, saying you got more than Sally, you got more than me. All he has to do is say, you got more than you think you have.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because guess what? If you can hear, oh, my goodness, glory to God. If you can hear God's voice, that means you have God. If you have God, you got everything you
Everything.
Need.
Yes.
Woo! Father God,
Amen.
Have your way with this word tonight. Let your word fall not on deaf ears. Let it do exactly what it set out to do. My goodness, glory to God. And that is to encourage your people. Encourage the ones that haven't even come in yet. Encourage. Lift up.
Yes.
Bless. Oh, my goodness, glory. Put a smile on somebody's face.
Yes,
oh, my goodness. God, I love you. Do it. Have your way right now, God.
Right now,
we ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus.
Your holy name.
Amen, and amen. We got to get into this word because I don't want to miss it
myself.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Come on.
Here we go. We are coming from, and it's a familiar passage. Y'all going to love this. We're coming from the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. The Gospel of John is in the middle of your Bible. John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. And then we're going to step on over to John chapter 20, verses 29. Thank you, God. Oh, say what, Holy Ghost? Oh, he told me to give y'all the title ahead of time. I tell you, when you let the Holy Ghost have his way, ain't no telling which way he going to drive that car. All I can tell you is ride or die, because he is driving. He is driving, and I'm telling you, I thought I was going left. He told me to go right. I thought I was going to the right. He said, turn the car around. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. He has liberty to tell me how to preach his word. Not my word. My word. His word.
Come on.
My
now.
Word holds no power.
Amen.
But the word of God. Oh my goodness.
Yes,
Lord. Have your way tonight, Holy Ghost. Have your way right now. Here we go. John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, and then John chapter 20, verses 29. And he told me to give y'all the title right now, and the title is Ready to Believe. Thank you, God. Ready to believe. Watch where he take us with this word. My goodness. Woo, God, I love you. Y'all know the story. Here we go. You know the wedding. Wine. Water into wine, everybody know. Here we go. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine ran out, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why does this concern us?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now, six stone water jars had been set there for the Jewish ritual of purification. Each could hold from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. That's all the way to the top. "Now draw some out," he said, "and take it to the master of the banquet," the wedding coordinator, if you will. They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water and had been that had been turned into wine. He did not know where it was from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone serves the fine wine first and then the cheap wine after the guests are all drunk. But you have saved the fine wine until now." Jesus performed this, the first of his signs, at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. John 20 and 29, Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." My goodness. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. Look at this. We see that on the third day of the wedding feast, Jesus showed up. I want to understand, because, you know, I read the commentaries. The commentary said Jewish customs were that sometimes the weddings could go for 3-4 days, and sometimes they could go for a week long, right? That was the Jewish custom. Can you imagine, for anybody that's married and had a ceremony, now, you done been planning half the year or however, trying to save money, get all this stuff together, and you want this to be a spectacular day, and you want all food right, you want everything right. You want to look good, you want to feel good, you marrying the love of your life, all of this. And just imagine if it was Jewish custom and you had the plan to do that for 7 days. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I ain't got the money for the first day. More or less six more today. Y'all got to go. Y'all got to go. We ain't going to have no honeymoon sitting here messing with y'all, trying to feed y'all and give y'all wine. No, y'all got to go home. Ain't no 7 days. Ain't even no 3 days. No, ain't going to be no 2 days. Because you know, what a bride, she's prancing around, having the time of her life, and oh my God, look what he did, and oh, look at the music, and oh, do you like the napkins? Oh my goodness, the man is in the background going, when they leaving so we can consummate this here marriage? And the wife, she's still running around. He said,
when they gonna go so we can go ahead and consummate things, you know, do what we gotta do. That's his mindset. Her mindset, she's still enjoying.
Yes.
Guess what? I have a friend, and I tell you, this is the absolute truth. We was at the wedding, and the preacher, his car stalled, so he took a long time to get there. And so the guy was saying, you know, we can get married another time. We ain't got to do it today. And everybody's like, what? We're not going to do this all over again. No. I bought this outfit for today. I'm not doing this all over again. And so the little groom, he was all anxious and he was ready to go. And, oh, no, we can do it another time. We can go to the justice of the peace. This is a sign, you know. The bride looked at me and said, I'll be right back. And I'm going, you okay? Yeah, everything's okay. So I'm, you know, telling her, keep playing the music, everything is fine, da 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 da. And the bride and the groom come back. That little bonnet that was on her head. That bonnet was twisted around. I looked at her. I said, what is this, shenanigans? And I'm looking at him. Now, he don't care what happens now. Take your time. Do whatever. We stand right here till he comes. And I'm going, what in the world? So then the preacher comes and they get married and so forth and so on. And I'm sitting here, I cannot wait to get close enough to say, what did you do? You don't need to ask. You don't need to ask. Look at the bonnet on my head. It's all twisted around. You know what I mean? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Ooh, I guess that was one of those, well, we had already purposed in our hearts to be married, so we didn't fornicate. Yes, you did. You hadn't said I do yet.
Oh, God.
You planning for all of this, right? You planning for all this, and Jewish custom says it's going to take 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. Oh, no. Our customs say you get one day and one day only, then y'all got to go.
Get out.
And so with that being said, Jesus didn't show up on the first day. Jesus didn't even show up on the second day. Jesus showed up on the third day.
Okay.
I guess he said, oh, my goodness, glory to God. I guess he said it's symbolic of resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Because on the third day, he rose.
Yes, right? Yes.
So on the third day, he struts up in there. And the people were wanting more wine. But there wasn't any more. Mary goes to Jesus. She didn't ask him no questions. She looks at Jesus and said, there's no more wine. Jesus said, woman, what does that got to do with us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, And you know us nowadays, we got a word for every word that someone says. We say something. Mary could have said it has everything to do with us. You know what it's got to do with. She didn't say a word. She looked at her. He said, what does that got to do with her? He said, because my hour has not yet come.
Okay.
Mary got that posture. She was like, yeah, whatever. Look here. Whatever he tell y'all to do, just do.
Yes.
I'm going to start right there for a second because look at this. He said, my hour has not yet come. So
yes.
He was basically saying to Mary, not yet. I can't perform any miracles or do anything yet. Not yet. Mary turns around and looks at the servants and said, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. You know what Mary did? When God said, not yet, Mary got in position. No matter when he goes to do whatever he's going to do, we are going to be ready.
Amen. Amen.
She heard, not yet. Not yet, right?
Yeah.
And she says to the servants, whatever he tell you to do, that's what you do.
That's
because
right.
What? She was positioning herself. Mm-hmm. So when the not yet turns into okay now, she was already ready.
Amen.
She was already ready. You know why God is telling us this? Because a lot of us, when God says not yet, guess what we do? We go on about our business and forget about that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And God is looking at us going, I thought you wanted this. I do want it. But you said not yet. I said not yet. I didn't say no. I said not yet. So when we hear not yet, we really hear no. So we just forget about it and go about our business. We don't get in position to receive it when he say, okay, now.
Amen.
When he said, okay, now, we done turned the corner, walked up the street, start doing something else.
True.
And the reason why he's bringing this out is he's letting us know so many of you have heard a not yet. You took it as a no. And so, my goodness, glory to God. Because you didn't believe, because you didn't want it bad enough, because you didn't walk by faith and not by sight, you didn't get it. Watch this now. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. You didn't get it. You didn't get it doesn't mean it didn't come. You just didn't get it.
That's right.
Wow. Oh, my goodness, God, I love you. Let me tell you. We was in a leadership class one night, and my pastor said, let me ask y'all something. If I tell y'all to run a goat, she says, if I tell you guys to walk across the street, when you get there, God is going to leave a bag full of money for you. What would you do? Everybody was sitting there. I said, shoot. You know I'm stupid. I like, I know what I would do. She looked over, she said, Kathy, I knew you was going to have something. What would you do, Kathy? I said, oh, Pastor, why you still talking? I'd already be over there. Getting my bag. She said, so you just going to jump across the fields, run across the parking lot, and get, I said, yes, ma'am. If I got to do a granny, I'm going to get there.
Okay.
She said, well, she said, Kathy, I hate to tell you, but you missed the blessing. I said, how am I a blessing? I got there as quick as I could to get the money.
Mm-mm.
She said, ain't nobody tell you to get there as quick as you could. She said, he said, walk across the street, and when you get there, there's going to be a bag of money.
Mm-hmm.
You got, oh, my goodness, glory to God. You
Come
got
on.
There too soon. Don't you know that it's just as bad to get there too soon as it is not to get there soon enough?
Okay.
I said, oh, my goodness. She said, you got there too soon. The blessing wasn't there. And because it wasn't there, you thought it wasn't coming. So you turned around and walked away. Oh, my goodness. God, that's good news. That is good news. We've got to learn to wait on God's timing.
That's right.
Everything. God's timing is everything. Now, look at this. He showed up at the wedding on the third day. Not the first day, not the second day, the third day. But guess what? When he showed up, they had just ran out of wine. God's timing is always perfect.
Amen.
His timing is perfect. He got there right when they ran out of water, out of wine. And so Mary, she like, there's no wine. Okay, woman, what that got to do with us? Come on, now we guess. What? And guess what? Mary was a guest too. He was invited there because the word says Jesus and the disciples, like Mary, had been invited also. So she was just a guest. And the guest, oh, my goodness, glory to God. The guest knew somebody who could take care of the problem. She didn't ask him, hey, what can you do about this? She said, we have no wine. So in other words, do something. I know you can do something. So now what she's doing is she's letting him know, I know who you are. I'm not saying that you're my son. That's not who you are.
No.
I know who you are. And he looks back at her and goes, I guess it's time because she knows. And he went ahead and did what he had to do. But guess what he also did? He validated Mary. Yeah, because guess what? For 30 years, Mary was telling everybody, they were saying, okay, you ain't been with old boy long enough to get pregnant. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, how did this happen? Joseph, he crying, oh, Lord, how did she get pregnant? I haven't slept with her. Mary says, God is my baby daddy. Can you imagine the town? God is your baby daddy. Yeah, God is. God did this. He impregnated me. Can you imagine them looking at her going, wow, why don't she just tell the truth? She slept with somebody before she got with Joseph, you know. Mm-hmm. And guess what? For 30 years, there was no evidence that God had even come near her. There was no miracles. There was nothing that indicated God was amongst them.
Amen.
And Mary was still walking around. No, God is my baby daddy. I don't care what y'all say. I know the Holy Ghost done overshadowed me. Who's the Holy Ghost? That's what that Gabriel guy told me. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
And guess what? Poor Mary. Mary's sitting there trying to defend her own honor. And then I guess she figured, you know what? I ain't got to explain to y'all. I know I've not slept with anybody.
Exactly.
So guess what? This ought to be good news for everybody because God has told a lot of us, you're this, you're that, you're chosen. I'm going to use you to do this. I'm going to do that. And you done ran and told everybody, and they don't see no evidence of it happening.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't believe you. Can you imagine at 12 years old when I was telling people, God said, I'm going to preach. I didn't even know what it meant. So how would they know? And I'm just going on and going on. And the only person that gave me a little bit of light in that tunnel was my mother. And she said, Catbird, you're special. God's going to use you one day. And I went, okay, because I don't really know who God is, but okay. Yeah. And so now you're carrying around what God has called you to do all these years. And you've been telling people, but they don't see any evidence that God is using you to do anything. You know, and I'm like, okay, so forget it. So after a while, you just forget all about it. Because there's no evidence that he's been talking to me. And then at 12 years old, so you was hearing something. Yeah. You was hearing something. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
You sound like you crazy. Okay. So I've learned over the years, and this ought to be good news for everybody. I've learned over the years when God tells me something, right, whether it's manifested or not, I don't have to tell everybody.
That's right.
As long as I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But we get this thing that we want to tell somebody. We want somebody else to know, right?
You're right.
No, you don't have to do that because guess what? You will walk away from your own lesson messing around with people because people will help you get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
They will talk you out of what God said. You say, God said, I'm called to play a keyboard. You don't know how to play no keyboard. You ain't never went to school. I'm trying to understand because the last time I checked, Stevie Wonder didn't go to school. He just started playing.
Absolutely.
And then he was blind. He couldn't even see. And he was playing.
Amen.
And so all these things that people don't see evidence that God is doing this, that does not mean you did not hear what God told you in your spirit.
Yes.
It just means hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on and get ready. Get ready. That's all it means. I'm trying to tell you, I heard that. I heard it. And then when I got in my 20s, he started telling me what the church was going to look like. I'm like, what is going on? I kept seeing the dreams of the church and everything. And, oh, I'm looking, and I'm going, okay. Well, I told two people. The two people went crazy on me. I said, okay, I ain't telling nobody else. One night, God, it wasn't even nighttime, it was daytime. God said, you got the favor of Mary. I said, oh, Lord Jesus. I ran across the street to the park. I was trying to tell Pastor Stephen, and he wasn't available. And I told other people, and they looked at me like, you stupid. You know what the favor of Mary looks like? Mary gave birth to a savior.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, and they, I let them talk me out of it. I said, yeah, I know. What was I thinking? But guess what? God didn't say, Kathy, you're Mary. He said, you have the favor like Mary. That's all. He could say, Evangelist Hilda, you got favor on your life. Huh? Billy, you have favor. Sally, you have favor. That's all he was saying. You have favor, as did Mary. She found favor.
That's right.
And I'm trying to tell you, it's in a nutshell before I get right back and finish this work. I was in this town years ago. Me and Pastor Stephen, we, y'all know we done traveled here, there, and everywhere. Some was military, some was not. We just traveled, gone. Pastor Stephen like, oh, my God, if we move one more time. Well, we kept moving. And guess what? When we left Arizona, because it was so, so hot, we left Arizona. And we come back cross country with all our stuff. Now we got two vehicles, all the stuff, looking like boo-boo the fool, because we just took all that stuff out there a year before. And now here we go, coming back with it all. So we was at a crossroad. Where are we going to go? Charleston? Atlanta? Where are we going? What are we going to do? We said, no, let's just go to Charlotte. And we came to Charlotte. And I called one of my prayer partners, and I told her, and she said, I said, what? She said, you ended right back in the town that God told you you had favor in. I said, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So I hold on to those kind of intercessors because they believe. She said, you right back in that town where God woke you up and said you had favor. I said, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Now, here's the thing, right? It don't look like I got no favor. It don't look like all this goodness is getting ready to happen or anything. No. It looked like the darkest cloud is following me around right now. I'm trying to tell you, if I had 2 ounces of oxygen left, everything that's going on in my life would have already sucked it up. Because I got so much going on in my life. And I'm sitting there going, this is what favor feels like? You know, so I'm crying, I'm sad, I'm suffering, I'm going through, la, la, la. And God is steadily tapping me on my shoulders, going, are you going to preach today? No! I'm not preaching today. I ain't got no energy to preach. Come back again. You going to preach today? And guess what? Everybody's going, so you heard from God. Yep. But guess what? When Sally touched me on the shoulders, that was God. When Billy came around and touched me on the shoulders, that was God. When John said, are you going to preach today? That was God. It does not matter whose voice he uses to tell me. I need to, oh my goodness, glory to God. I just needed to recognize that that was God talking.
Amen.
So every time somebody tapped me on my shoulders and said, are you going to preach this? No, I ain't ready. Are you going to, no, I ain't ready. That was God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because guess what? They could care less whether I preach or not. You know how I know? They don't get on the line. So why were they concerned whether or not I was going to preach? Woo! Watch this. Wow. Let me bring this word in for a close. Woo! So now we see that even though Jesus said, my hour hasn't come yet, Mary still got a position. She looked at those servants. She said, do whatever he says. And he validated her, right? He performed a miracle, his first miracle, right?
Yes.
After 30 years, he performed a miracle. He turned the water into wine. And guess what? He performed another miracle because he validated her. I can imagine if Mary realized it, she would have been going, ha, ha, how you like me now? How you like me now? Y'all said God wasn't with me. Y'all said I don't know what I'm talking about. And Jesus shows up and turns that water into wine.
All right.
And he validated her. Because guess what? They already knew no man on this earth could have did what he just did.
Mm-hmm.
And the servants are looking at him. He said, go call the master of the banquet. Go call him. Tell him to taste it. The master of the banquet goes, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. He looked at the bridegroom. And he said, you know what? Normally they serve all of the good wine, and then after everybody gets drunk, then they start throwing the junk out because they don't know what they're drinking.
Exactly.
He said, but you, you don't save the best for last. Wow, mm-hmm. This is some good wine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you, here's the thing. It doesn't matter how good you think something is.
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter how good you think something is. When God gives you something, it will always be better.
Amen.
Come on now. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah. You think this is so, so good? As soon as God gives you something, he done gave you something better.
That's
anytime
right.
God gives you something, it's going to be better than
better.
What
yes.
you had.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes.
Come on now. That's a good place to say thank you, God. Thank
That's
you.
That's right. Thank him. Thank him.
Here's the thing. Mary was a guest, right? So
mm-hmm.
you ever went to one of your friends and you said, I need to get whatever I need to get. And they said, you know what? I know somebody that knows somebody that can help you get what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at them going, you know somebody that knows somebody. You can't help me? No, I know somebody who can because they know somebody. Well, at the wedding, guess what? Mary knew somebody. But I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be that person that knows somebody who knows somebody. I want to know Jesus for myself.
Amen.
Because what if you're not in good standing with God? And you talk about, I'm going to go ask God and he can bless you. But you're not in right standing. and you're going to go somewhere on my behalf. I don't think so. I want to know God for myself.
Yourself, honey.
I want to go to God for myself. I was so glad I had pastors to teach us. You don't really need me to go to God for you.
That's
you
right.
just need me to teach you how to go to him for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, really? Because I had pastors. I said, can you pray for me? And they go, shava, hava, wava, wava. And I'm going, what was that? You want a prayer, right? I said, what kind of prayer was that? Prayer. And I'm like, I could have did that myself. You know, but I said it kind of low. And they turned around and said, you sure could have. I said, wow, okay. And I learned how to go to God on my own behalf.
That's right. No
because
better.
Guess what? Mary knew Jesus. The rest of them didn't. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Watch what I'm saying. Mary knew Jesus in the sense that when he says, I knew you when you were in your mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
Mary knew Jesus in that way. Yeah, because when he was in the womb, we're talking about a savior. You think the savior of the world was in her womb just chilling, sleeping, resting till she gave her?
Oh, no.
No. No. When he was 12, he was wandering all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So you know he's always been moving about because he's the savior.
Yes, he is.
And so Mary knew him in ways that no one else knew him.
That's right.
How do we know? Because she looked at him and said, they don't have no wine. Woman, it is not my time yet. Uh-huh. Whatever he tells you to do, just do it. That means you already know that you know that you know that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this. I don't care what anyone else thinks. I know you can do it. I know who you are. And God says, guess what? When we learn to start coming to the throne like that, I know who you are. I know you can do this, God. You know, when he said, come boldly before the throne, we don't come boldly. We come creeping. Lord God, I can't see my family, Jesus, 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 and God is going, what in the world? And so he looks at himself, and he goes, Jesus, what's wrong with them? And Jesus goes, let me get with the Holy Spirit. Hey, you inside of them, what are you doing? And the Holy Spirit is going, as much as they'll let me.
Mm.
And then the Father and the Son go, okay, you're right. Ain't no more you can do than that. The Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost can only do as much as we allow him to do.
That's right.
He won't force nothing on us. You've got to grant him permission to bless you. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. You've got to grant him permission to bless you.
Yes.
You want something taken care of, you've got to grant him permission to take care of it for you.
Call on him.
That's why we take everything to God in prayer.
Amen.
Everything.
Yes, Lord God.
Make your petition known. Mm. And so now, why does he say ready to believe? Because guess what? The master of the banquet, he didn't even know they was out of wine. The master of the banquet is like the wedding coordinator. Mm-hmm. So he goes to the bridegroom. He said, oh, man, I didn't even know you had put aside all the good stuff. And the servants, they looking at him like, that was just water, you know.
Yep.
That got turned to wine.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know that God had did. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Watch this.
Oh,
the wedding coordinator who was coordinating everything and making sure everything was in place, or the master of the banquet, he did not know they had run out of wine. Ooh, y'all need me to break it down. That means that there are things going on in your life.
Yes.
Huh?
Come on.
And the people around you don't, my goodness, glory to God, don't realize just how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? God steps in, calms down that raging sea, and says, peace be still, and then in your spirit drop the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Amen.
And the people around you never even knew that you was going through a storm. More so, here's the thing. They didn't even know God stepped in and calmed the storm. the master of the banquet, he didn't know God did that. All he knew was, hey, you saved the best wine for last. And guess what the bridegroom did? He just looked, taking all the credit. He know he didn't have no more wine. He didn't say, well, I just ran out. He just looked at him and went, and the guy's giving him all the credit. I don't need to say a word. All I know is I didn't have no wine, and now I do.
Amen.
You got a couple of things to take out of this. Number one, Jesus didn't come on the first day. He didn't come on the second day. He may not come when you want him, but he
will
always be on time.
Hallelujah.
Always be on time.
Glory.
You said, Lord, I need you to do this right now. I need it right now, God. And God looked back at the other disciples and go, really, Sally? Let's go on over here. Wait a minute. Didn't you hear Kathy calling out to you?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on over here. We're going to get to Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going? We're going to get to Kathy. Come on. And they take a 4-day journey and come to Kathy.
Mm. Yeah.
Kathy done fell out.
Uh-huh.
Now she laying in ICU because she done stressed herself out silly.
Uh-huh.
And God shows up and they saying, oh, I think she done slipped into, and the next thing they know, Kathy getting up, going to the bathroom. And they go, oh, wait, hold on. She was just on. What's going on?
Well.
Because
well,
right when you, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Right
amen.
When you think you're out of something. You're
come
out
on,
of
amen.
Breath. You're out of your heat. You're out
yes.
of your mind. Right uh-huh. when you think you're out of something. God of Stephen, peace be still.
Amen. Glory. Glory.
Yes.
Trust
yes.
me when I tell you.
Hallelujah.
I am watching God do some things with me right now that I didn't even know was possible. And I'm going, anybody that knows me know I'm a scary cat. And the thing he doing me, I'm saying, okay, where all this confidence, this strength come from? What is going on? And then I have to turn around and go, but I like it. I like it. Because I knew I couldn't have done it without him.
That's right.
Amen.
I couldn't have done it without him.
Amen.
On days when my heart is beating so fast, and I'm going, Pastor Stephen, well, I don't say Pastor Stephen. I just go, Javi, what's going on, Javi? What's up? He said, you had a panic attack. Just calm down. Calm down. Look, on, where's this coming from? Where's this? I don't know where it's coming from. And God turns around and flows on me with that peace that surpasses all understanding. And he's telling you, he said, they had to see it. Thomas had to see it before he could believe it. And that's why God said, blessed are the ones that don't have to see a miracle, that don't have to see me,
yes.
yet they believe.
Amen. Amen.
Look at the blind man. Look at the lame man. Look,
yes.
at, look at the lady with her daughter that wasn't even supposed to come near Jesus.
Mm.
And they can't, son of David, help me. Now, they didn't see him perform a miracle. They heard it, but they didn't see him.
That's
and
right.
That's what God says. Blessed are the ones that don't have to see it. So in other words, if you hear it, oh
yes.
my goodness, and you believe it, you can receive
amen.
It.
Yes,
amen.
You
can. So
amen.
Preaching, and she's telling you everything that I'm capable of doing. And you believe it, my goodness, glory to God, you can receive it.
Yes, you can.
If you believe
amen.
That I can do more than you ask. He,
mm-hmm.
How about this? God is so good, he can do it before you ask.
That's
amen.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
He'll do it before you ask. Why? Because while you thinking, oh, the devil is busy, he's doing this, God is saying, really? The devil can only be in one place at one time.
Come on. Yes.
I am the only one that is omnipresent.
Yes.
I am the omnipotent God. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, don't no man take my life. I lay it down.
Yes.
No, that's right.
You don't have enough power to destroy, what God has set in motion.
That's right. Hallelujah.
God has set some things in your life in motion. How do I know? Because he said, I know the plans that I have for your life and 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 your life.
Yours
too, Kathy. I know the plans that I have for your life.
That's right.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And then he comes back and say, I receive
it.
Help for you. Not to hurt you, not to harm you. I want
to
bless
for you.
And now his question to all of us today is, are you ready to believe? You know how he knows that we don't believe? Because he's looking at our action.
Amen. Amen.
Mary said, we don't got no wine. She looked at the servant and said, do whatever he tell you to do.
That's
she
right.
looked at her and said, so she already know I'm going to do this. He did it. Our actions are saying we don't believe.
Mm-mm.
Why? Because we walk by sight and not by faith. We don't see him doing anything. We don't see God moving. And so we believe that he's not doing anything. And you say, why am I still in this predicament? Why am I still in this situation? Why am I still struggling? Why don't I have this? Why don't I have that? Why, God? And he's looking back at you going, you tell me why. Don't you know my word?
Mm-hmm.
If you knew my word, you know me. And if you know me, you know that I told you, if my people who are called by my name, will turn away from their wicked ways, then and only then will I heal their land.
That's right.
You got all this craziness going on because my people who are called by my name is being drawn into the world again.
They're doing worldly things.
They walk around, I'm Christian, I love the Lord. Oh, look, I'm listening to gospel. We so far from God. He looking at us going, think they're making a mockery of me. They're really making a mockery of themselves.
Come on now.
I had someone to tell me the other day. He said, you the real ordeal. I said, you don't even know me. He said, I know you the real ordeal. I said, you don't know I'm no real ordeal. How would you know if I'm the real ordeal? He said, because I've seen the fake one.
Amen.
I said, wow. Process of elimination. She don't act like them. She don't even talk like them. You know what? No one told the people on my job to call me Miss Kathy. I don't know if they call me Miss Kathy because they think I'm so old. Call her Miss Kathy. But guess what? They come in there, and these guys, they say all kind of stuff. Then they look back and they go, Miss Kathy, you know I'm playing. Miss Kathy, you know I'm playing. And I'm looking at him, keep playing here. Keep playing.
Thank you, Pastor Kathy.
You know, but they got such a respect for me, and I thank God for it. God for it. You know, they come to my office, and I think one of the guys said the D word. I said, hey. But I told you about cussing near my office. He said, I said, say it again here. And he looked at me, he said, Miss Kathy, calm down. Step outside that door and say whatever you want to say. When you come in here, you come into my atmosphere, and you are not going to contaminate it.
Amen.
And they look at me, and guess what? They people watch you when you don't even know they watch you. And they listen. Because guess what? If you on a roller coaster, today you up, tomorrow you down, the next day you sideways, then you corner way in it. Then You confused. You don't know who you are. One day you're a Christian, the next day you're not. Because guess what? When you get with your buddies and your pals, are looking saying, this ain't no real Christian. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Yes, God is saying, are you ready to believe? Ready to believe what? Ready to believe that you are a child of God.
Amen.
That's what you need to believe, that you belong to him.
That's right.
You don't belong to the devil. You belong to him. My goodness, glory to God. And he's looking at me. He said, Kathy, you ready to believe? I said, I already believe. He said, I know you do. I just wanted to hear you say it. Why? Because when I hear you say it, that means that, oh, my goodness, glory to God, that means that you heard yourself. I didn't have you to say it so I could hear it. I had you to say it so you could hear it.
Amen.
You are speaking to yourself. You are encouraging yourself. The rest of them go, are you ready to believe? Are you? If you are, then take a stand. Mm-hmm. You either with him or you're against him. He don't need no double-minded Christians. He don't need no Christians compromising. He doesn't need anyone that's got one foot in the world and the other foot. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. You got to be like Mary. You got to be ready to believe. Believe that with God, all things are possible. Amen. God bless you guys. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap. So at this time, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. Excuse me. So we're going to start with 252226. God bless you. How were you this evening? And do you have a word, a response on how you enjoyed the message this evening? Amen.
Amen, amen. The word is always blessed all by itself.
Amen.
And that thank you is the stage of life that I am in. Mm-hmm. I love Miss Kathy. I'm one of her coworkers at the job, and her presence is definitely anointed. And normally she just exudes respect because God in her won't allow anything less. And
amen.
I thank her for the word tonight.
Amen. Praise God. 704-345, God bless you. How were you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
Well, I really thank God for Miss Kathy, and glory be to God for that message tonight. And that message was directly for me.
Amen. I think that message was for all of us tonight. Praise be to God. 623-271, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoy the word?
Yes, I've always enjoyed when Pastor Kathy does her Thursday radio show. I've known her a couple of years now, and it's wonderful because she does talk, and we need to be bold and not be ashamed and not be people pleasers. Too many times I'm more concerned about pleasing my coworkers or my neighbors or family. And just like Pastor Kathy said, you know, you come into my office or you're in my presence, and this is holy, this is sacred where I am, and God sees everything. So he sees me trying to please man instead of obeying him. And it's and it's also good for those who doubt, to that might be on a fence and they're confused and they're doubting whether this is true, who God is. Well, they can see by my example, and I think that's very powerful.
Amen. To God be the glory. And truly, Pastor Kathy, it was a wonderful word this evening. And every time you preach, you just uplift my spirit. And if I'm down and you come with the word, my spirit jumps up for joy. I was so anxious to hear the word this evening that I cut the song short.
But bless God, the Lord.
Praise be to God.
Bless the Lord.
I didn't want to miss a word of it. I wanted to hear it all. And it's truly that we have to remember, even back in the old days, they look how long they had to wait for their blessing. So,
amen.
Our blessings come a little bit faster than theirs, because they
thank
had
you, God.
Years. So we thank God for this word tonight. We thank God that He answers us in His time, and we thank God for each and every one of you. We also thank God for our callers, 864-420-704-352 and 864-417. To God be the glory. And at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to give the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen?
Amen. As all of us has heard God say today, are you ready to believe? Mm. Are you ready to believe, God, that He can save your life? Mm. It is never too late. I tell you all the time, God is not concerned with all the mistakes you've made. He's not concerned with how you've messed up. He's not concerned with any of that. Just wants to know where you're headed now.
Amen.
Which direction you're going to take now. Are you going to just walk away from that lifestyle and say, God, I am a sinner. Mm. I confess with my mouth that I am a sinner, and I'm asking you, oh God, I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for my sins. Come into my life, Lord God. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. And Father God, show me, lead and guide me in the way you would have me to go. I need you to help me find a good church home so that I can continue to grow in the knowledge of who you are. Those
yes.
things that you have purpose mm-hmm. for my life. And yes. I'm telling you, once you tell God, I'm a sinner, please forgive me. I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross. Come into my life. That's all it takes.
That's
you know?
Right.
I know a lot of times people think, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to clean up my life. I got to step away from them. I can't cuss. I can't go to the movies. I can't. God, I ain't never told them to do all that. All I said is, do you want me in your life? You've got to receive me. And once you receive me, I am going to direct your path. I'm going to show you how to get away from that life you no longer want to be in. I'm going to create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within
you.
I'm going to do it.
Yes.
But
thank
you've got
God.
To invite me in. You've got to want me to help you.
That's
I can
right.
want to help you all day long, but until you ask for my help, I cannot help you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right there. I'm right there. All you got to do is say, come into my life, Lord Jesus. Come
Amen.
Into my life. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank
you for your word on tonight, oh God, that yes. says be ready mm-hmm. to believe. We are ready to believe that we are who you say we are, oh God. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do, oh God. Father God, we lift you up high above the earth. There is none like you, oh God.
Thank you.
Not one person on this earth would lay down their life for us. And we thank you that you love us just that much. You
yes.
are a forgiving, merciful God.
Yes,
and we love you, oh God.
We love you. We honor you. We adore you, God. Now, Father God, as we get off this line, but never, ever out of your presence, we ask that you continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go. Continue to allow us to hear your voice, oh God. Every single day that we acknowledge you, we're looking for you to direct our path. We're looking for you to make our crooked path straight. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilton.
Amen. God bless you
all. God bless you guys. Love you guys.
We love you. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. And we are going to end this.
You guys. Love you.
Bless you. Love you too. Good night.